This is Hired, the Good Karma Brands recruitment show. Looking for your next great career? You're in the right spot. Here's your host, Brian D.
This is Hired, the GKB recruitment show. My name is Brian Z, your host and the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. On today's show, we are giving you a behind-the-scenes look at what it's like to build a career with Good Karma Brands, from local production in Beaver Dam to the national stage on ESPN Radio. We'll speak with Jake Hayes, production coordinator and producer in Beaver Dam, about his journey and day-to-day work, and later revisit a great conversation with ESPN Cleveland's Aaron Goldhammer on what it takes to make it with GKB. That's all coming up on today's edition of Hired, the GKB recruitment show. One of my favorite things about doing Hired, the GKB recruitment show, is we get to talk to teammates all over the country, from New York to Chicago to LA to Milwaukee to Madison to Cleveland to West Palm, and yes, to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. That is where we go today to talk to our great teammate, Jake Hayes. He is our production coordinator and producer in Beaver Dam. Jake, thank you so much for jumping on. On the most simplistic level, how would you describe what you do for GKB to the audience?
So it's great to be here. And the main things I do here is I help write and create our spots or commercials. I record with partners as well. When they come in, we want to make sure that they have something that they really enjoy and that they're also comfortable during their experience as well. So like an example here would be with the Park Village Shopping Center here in Beaver Dam. There's a lot of businesses there that the great Diana Ogle is coming in to promote. And so we'll make sure that she's got spots that she's really satisfied with right there on the spot. Just making sure she's got her spots set up in the studio when she gets here. The computer's already ready to go for her. And then we'll even do kind of a light edit for her, play the commercials for her, be like, this is what they'll sound like. And she's very easy and pleasant to work with. So she always loves them. So that's great because that makes my job easier. The core of my job is just really making sure we get great spots on the air, spots that both the partners and our audience will enjoy, whether we want it to be humor or serious or just very informative. I really like to be challenged creatively, and this is a perfect job that kind of scratches that itch for me.
So, Jake, I think you hit on a lot there that makes GKB unique. You obviously don't do just one thing. And you take your job, you make it customizable for partners, you deliver a best-in-class experience for partners, you have a personal relationship with some partners, as you discussed, all things that probably differentiate us and make us a little bit different. When was the first time you realized Good Karma was probably a little bit different than some other companies?
A really long time ago, actually, if I'm being fully honest. So before I even worked here, how I ended up here, what got me interested in this business. I grew up, my dad lived over kind of in another town, and so we had a little bit of a drive, so we turned on ESPN 1000.
Sure.
And I was a fan of the station right away before Good Karma Brands took over. But once they took over, I saw the station kind of just elevate to another level. They started making a lot of great decisions, like putting Jonathan Hood with David Kaplan in the mornings there. And they really upped their social media content and all that. Just like I said, the live shows, I felt like even though I already really enjoyed them, they just really reached to another level. So once I saw how they evolved an already big established station in Chicago, I was like, this is kind of what I want to do. I want to be involved in something like this. And so obviously Beaver Dam is a little bit smaller of a scale than Chicago is, but it still has its own really interesting opportunities. And I felt like since I've been here, we've evolved a lot in our own ways in terms of providing local coverage and working with local partnerships. So it's been great to see over here.
I think that's super well said in terms of us all drafting off of each other, right, in different markets across GKB. And Beaver Dam can learn from Chicago just like Chicago can learn from Beaver Dam. And we're constantly trying to evolve. I think the other cool part of that story is that you started – and heard about Good Karma for the first time as a fan. I share that with you. When I was living in Cleveland during high school, that was the first time I heard of Good Karma was listening to ESPN Cleveland when LeBron was about to leave for the first time. So our next great teammates can come from fans and listeners of our brands all the time. Let's shift gears, Jake, to core values. And Jake Hayes is our guest. He's our production coordinator and producer in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Core values, Jake, are at the heart of everything we do with GKB. Which one of the core values, work hard, be honest, over deliver, follow through, teamwork, and listen, do you feel like you live out the most day to day at this point of your career?
Hard work is a good one, but I go with over deliver. I really like to, as I mentioned before, you know, challenge myself creatively. And so that also comes with the editing process in some of these spots. It's like, what else can I do that maybe isn't like right in our faces? It isn't right here on paper. It isn't exactly what the partner asked for. But when they like hear the finished product, they're going to be like, oh, wow, like I really wasn't expecting this. So obviously that's pretty satisfying too, to get that kind of response. But even just going through the spot editing process here and like, what can I do? Like, oh, can I maybe find like a knockoff version of a popular song that would be like very obvious and, you know, maybe get a little extra like laugh or just make the spot a little bit more interesting. And so, yeah, I like to find ways to over deliver like that.
I love that. Those little touches make all the difference, especially in the world of production and delivering for our partners in a special way. Question four of the Big Eight with Jake Hayes of Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. GKB, Jake, talks a lot about growth. How have you grown here, either personally or professionally?
The mentorship I've gotten here, both I've gotten help from Chicago and obviously internally here in Beaver Dam. They've been really patient with helping me grow, and that's helped me a lot. It's exactly what I needed, especially right when I got here. And they also enable creativity a lot, which is something I really appreciate. And that's kind of improved my writing and my editing. So that's been huge for me, just to, you know, kind of let me cook, as the kids say, a little bit here, give me opportunities to try some different, or maybe some would describe, some zany ideas. And you know, sometimes they don't always work, and it's all right to be like, no, you know, let's circle back, maybe try something else. But then, you know, I'll get like, all right, you know, let's see what this does here. And that'll sometimes turn into, oh wow, this ended up being like an awesome idea. So yeah, it's also kind of, it's fun too, to get that patience with, you know, the ideas that I have.
Let Jake cook. We can make that like a seventh core value. I love that. Let's fast forward a little bit here as we're short on time, Jake. And this is my favorite question of this Big Eight that we do with teammates all over the company every week, because it gives you an opportunity to shout out another teammate. Who first comes to mind for you as somebody that really helped shape your career with Good Karma?
Oh boy, time flies when you're having fun. So I'll fly through these here. The content directors, Amy Brandt and Kale Zomer, over here in Beaver Dam. Amy especially had a lot of patience with me, as I kind of mentioned. And also, coming from where I was working before, I didn't really feel like I had a lot of support. And Amy was the exact opposite of that. She kind of felt like a cheerleader to me in some ways, as my boss, which is awesome. That's exactly what you want. And then Kale, who is our content director now too, just has a lot of faith with me and is very vocal about how much trust he puts in me. And then I also do have to shout out Joe McCardle, who has been a production director with Good Karma Brands. He was just key into turning me into a better production coordinator here. My spots would not sound as good today without just the pointers he's given me in terms of pacing and all that, with creating my spots and turning spots into more of a moment, as opposed to just a quote unquote commercial you're hearing on the radio.
Super, super well said. Couple of more for you, Jake. What is a moment that you are really especially proud of in your time with Good Karma?
So I'm going to cheat here and again, try to go quickly. I got two moments. One being our memorial for Uncle Bill, a teammate here, a legend in Good Karma Brands and also in the Dodge County area. Just to be able to put something that was honorable for his legacy and get to interact with all of his fans and just really get that moment of, like, we already knew he was an icon, but just to see how the whole community rallied around him and also our teammates here in Good Karma Brands as well was awesome. And then also we do it every year here, the Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon, where we're able to raise a substantial amount of money for children's charities, thanks to a lot of the kindness from our fans and our partners as well, and so many other people. So yeah, those are just two huge things where I felt really proud to be part of.
Yeah, for
Good
sure.
Karma Brands.
If you can marry your work and what you're passionate about with serving the people and the communities that we operate in, that's kind of the whole point. Last thing for you, Jake, if you were to give one piece of advice to somebody who was thinking about applying for a role with GKB, what would you tell that person?
I would tell them to dive in head first. You know, don't be afraid to ask questions. And as I've kind of said a lot throughout here, don't be afraid to suggest ideas. A lot of those are met with excitement here. And we're always trying to improve here in any ways that we can here in Good Karma Brands. And so that's a great way to kind of get the ball rolling on some things by asking questions and not being afraid to speak up and suggest ideas.
I think that's awesome advice, Jake. Thank you so much for jumping on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. We appreciate you. Thanks for being a great teammate, and hope to see your growth continue from afar here in Milwaukee. Thanks so much, Jake.
Yep, thank you so much for having me.
Coming up on the other side, a conversation from earlier this season with ESPN Cleveland's Aaron Goldhammer on breaking into the industry, building your voice, and what it really takes to succeed with Good Karma Brands. That's next on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Normally, this portion of Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show, is called the Big 8 Questions, about what it means to be an awesome teammate with GKB. Today, it's the Really Big 8 Questions with Aaron Goldhammer of The Really Big Show at ESPN Cleveland. Aaron, thanks for jumping on. Before we get into the Really Big 8 Questions, walk me as quickly as you can through the twists and turns that have been your Good Karma Brands career. How did it start, and how did you end up where you are now?
Well, I graduated from college in New York City at NYU, Brian, and my parents thought I was nuts and that I'd end up in law school in about 5 minutes. I really wanted to try to make a career in broadcasting, in particular in sports, happen. So I applied for some jobs. I had an interview, had an offer in Nebraska that I realized, like, I just would quit this job in 2 weeks if I ended up taking it. I had an offer in Wyoming that I was seriously considering. And then I got a call about this company that I couldn't really understand, like, how it worked. Like, it was in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, but it was in Milwaukee and it was in Florida. And I was like, what is going on with this? But I could tell that it was the kind of company that would allow people to really grow into their roles. And it was that there were some bigger markets involved. It wasn't just, you know, Imperial, Nebraska and Gillette, Wyoming. I could sort of see a progression within the confines of what Good Karma Broadcasting, now Good Karma Brands, had going on. So I decided to pass on the job in Wyoming and seriously consider the job in Wisconsin, which I then accepted sight unseen. I had never set foot in the state of Wisconsin before I moved to Beaver Dam in the summer of 2005.
Yeah, it's amazing, Aaron. Like, you turned down jobs in small markets to come to probably an even smaller market because you saw the growth trajectory out of Beaver Dam to bigger and better things. What do you do nowadays? Like, for those who don't know ESPN Cleveland, who are you and what do you do at GKB?
I think our company is very good at a lot of things and very bad at job titles.
Sure.
Because I also think job titles are kind of meaningless and worthless. And I mean, maybe not if you're talking about compensation, which is why maybe I haven't made as much money in my career as I should, but it's not like my number one focus all the time. Brian, I have a very unique role that I don't think makes sense to anybody who's in broadcasting who's outside of Good Karma. I host a mid-morning show that I've done with Tony Rizzo for the last 20 years called The Really Big Show. We launched it in 2007 and we are now in our 20th year on the air together. And then I also get to do an hour every day with Emmett Golden. And if you're listening in Chicago or New York or Milwaukee or West Palm Beach or one of those markets, you know, you'll hear us hosting ESPN radio nationally, but Emmett and I do an hour locally in Cleveland every day. And then when I get off the air, I usually meditate for about 10 minutes and then transition into the next phase of my day, where I'm not a manager, I'm nobody's boss. I don't actually really make any decisions in the sense that I'm held accountable for them, but I get to really have an influence over our whole team. So that might mean interviews for interns. That might mean potential advertising partnerships. That might mean whatever, wherever I can be of the most value to our team on a particular day. And, you know, it's a unique role because I get to have an impact with both within our team in coaching without being anybody's boss, and also that I get to have an impact trying to open up and maintain some of our existing advertising partnerships. So I really feel like I'm lucky to have a job where it maximizes my strengths, I think, completely. I have been a manager at times during my GKB career, and I've come to realize that I can be an effective leader without actually having to manage anyone. And what happens is I get to be involved in a lot of decision making and be accountable for none of it, which is amazing, because if it goes right, I could just take all the credit. And if it goes wrong, it's somebody else's fault, not mine.
It's every NFL GM's dream, right? Is Aaron Goldhammer's position. That's what they want to be doing.
That's right.
Aaron Goldhammer joining us here on Hire the GKB Recruitment Show during his meditation time. We appreciate him carving out a little time for us. We're just going to skip around here on these big eight, not go sequentially in order. Core values, Aaron, are at the heart of everything we do. They have been for as long as I've been with Good Karma, and you've been with the company even longer. Which core value do you feel like most resonates with you at this point in your career, gosh, 15 or 20 years deep?
You know, Brian, I'd say, first of all, to the average teammate, I really hope that these don't come across like some corporate mumbo jumbo, because I know that they can. Sure. To some teammates, I've even heard that. But because I've been with the company now for 22 years, and it's the only corporate culture that I know, these core values are really meaningful to me. They're really almost emotional to me, because they really define my North Star in how I come to work and the attitude that I have about my job every single day. So it's be honest, work hard, over-deliver, listen, and follow through. I think to me, the easiest core value to embody is honesty. And I'm just really transparent, both with our audience, with my teammates, with my managers. If I screw something up, Brian, I try to be the first person to just raise my hand and say, my bad, I own it, I'm human, I'm not perfect, I'm going to make mistakes. And I think it's a great lesson for everybody. But the one that really resonates with me right now the most is listening. Because I've come to realize that I am a good talker, but that good talking doesn't necessarily always represent the skill that I need to utilize when I'm on the air the most. Sometimes being a good listener is what being a good on-air personality is all about. That means listening to your producers. That means listening to the callers and the social media feedback that you're getting. Not that you take it to heart, but that you pay attention to every one of those details. If you're only focused on what you're saying, you're never going to be able to maximize your career both on and off the air. So listening is the one that I spend the most time talking about and thinking about here in 2026.
Yeah, Aaron, I share the maybe not emotional connection to the core values, but at least like the meaning behind them that you do, because it was explained to me once by Craig that these weren't things that he wanted to be. They weren't aspirational. They were a reverse engineering of what makes our most successful teammates successful. Have you observed that over the course of your two decades with the company, that these aren't things we're trying to be? These are things that our most successful teammates are.
Yeah. And I think as long as you're self-aware, Brian, of where you stand within the core values, that's what the good teammates are, in my opinion. I don't know that every teammate embodies every one of them every single day, but like I'm self-aware enough to know the ones that come easiest to me and the ones that I have to really aspire to. And so I tell my teammates that all the time. Hey, just so you know, I might not be predisposed to be the best listener in the entire world. So call me out if you feel like you're talking and I'm not hearing you. I give you permission to say, Aaron, slow down, stop. You're not hearing what I'm saying. You're not really listening to what I'm delivering. So the teammates in particular that I work with the closest, that's how I approach it. Not necessarily saying that around the company I say, oh, you embody all of the core values, but I think that you understand what they are and understand where you are within them, I think is really important.
Aaron Goldhammer of ESPN Cleveland, our guest here on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Aaron, this is my favorite question of the Big Eight because it gives you an opportunity to shout somebody out that's been meaningful in your career. Who do you feel like has shaped your career the most or impactfully, maybe not the most, but somebody you would like to shout out for your growth and development over the course of your time with Good Karma?
I mean, it's unfair with GKB to only pick one, which is part of the genius of the company, because I'm not reliant on only one mentor. You know, I have multiple. So if one isn't available when I need to talk to them, I have only about seven more that I can pick up the phone and call. But Brian, I first of all, I can't deny that Riz has had the biggest influence over my career. He and I started working together in 2007 when he was a big television star in this market and I was a nobody young producer who could barely run his board and cut sound bites and music clips for us to play. And he's the one who said, stay close to the microphone. I don't want this to be a monarchy. I want it to be a little bit more of a democracy. I want to have somebody to play off of. Riz didn't have to take that attitude with me. He did. And he's been guiding me in person for 4 hours every day. And I've spent in my adult life as much time with him, probably more time with him than anybody else. And that includes my family. That includes certainly my parents in my adult life who haven't lived in the same place as me. So he's just been incredibly, not only is he incredibly talented, he's been incredibly generous with me over the course of his career. And then, you know, there are times where in working with Evan Cohen that I'm upset with him because he can be deadly honest, I guess I would say. But over time, as Evan and I have become better friends and we've worked together more closely, and he's our vice president of content and is a name, you know, if you listen to these stations, I'm sure you know because Unsportsmanlike might be on them. Evan is just fiercely loyal, and he is somebody I know no matter what I've done, no matter what I've screwed up, no matter is going to have my back, is going to have my best interest at heart. And he's somebody that's really important, not just in my job, but also in my life, because he's a friend that will tell me what's right and real, even if it's not what I want to hear the most. And you've got to have those people in your career and in your life. And I'm blessed to have Evan in that role. So those are two super, super, not that they're the only ones, but those are two super important ones to me.
I love those. Aaron Goldhammer, our guest here on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. He works with ESPN Cleveland on The Really Big Show. Couple more for you, Aaron. What's your proudest moment with GKB? And it doesn't have to be your biggest moment. I saw you on ESPN Cleveland's social media channels recently talking about maybe the biggest moment being the Johnny Manziel draft experience and the hullabaloo that you and the show created around and during that. But maybe your proudest moment with Good Karma.
I mean, I have an on-air persona and an off-air persona, Brian, because my career really has those two facets. People joke with me that Hammer is the on-air guy and Aaron is the off-air teammate, you know, and you know that you sometimes you call me wanting Aaron and you get Hammer, and sometimes my wife wants Aaron and she gets Hammer. You know, sometimes I get confused which one I am. But for Hammer, I mean, people still tell me it's been 12 years since the Browns drafted Johnny Manziel, and I think it's definitely one of the most memorable, if not most memorable, moment of my career. It sticks with people. People still, when they think Johnny and they're in Cleveland, I think they associate me so closely with him because I so blindly got on board with him and was such a defender of the idea of drafting him. And when they finally did, even though it wasn't an on-field moment, and on the field it was such a disaster, it's one of the most exciting Browns moments that I've ever been a part of, is the moment that Roger Goodell strode to the podium and said that he was coming to Cleveland. That was just so memorable. It's hard for me not to point that out as one of my proudest moments on the air. You know, and then I think off the air, as every day we see teammates grow into roles and do things that even I didn't think was possible for them, those are the moments that really strike me. And I'll, you know, Evan is really hard on himself all the time about his own on-air work. But I was super proud when I woke up at 5:30 in the morning, the first morning that he was on Sportsmanlike, and my whole family was up and we were all gathered around the TV to watch that. I was like, holy bleep, like, look how far our company has come. This is really hallowed ground. And so that's one that sticks out to me. But also anytime I get to tell a teammate about a new opportunity that they're being afforded, you know, we have a teammate, Wally Lukashinsky, who's running the world in Beaver Dam, who I keep in touch with all the time. And whenever I see the next cool, wild thing he's doing, or I got to call him after he was told that he was getting his first full-time job, like, those are really special and they stick with me as much as anything from my own career.
Aaron, this has been a career-affirming conversation for me to listen to, because I think Riz saw some things in you that maybe you didn't see in yourself in 2007 that spurred you on to the career that you've had. I think Evan the same. I think Evan saw some things in me, and I think you and I, in the way that we try to lead our teams every single day, try to do the same thing for the teammates around us, and that's why we're in the positions we're in. And, you know, the last question of the Big Eight is, if somebody's considering applying, what would you tell them? And I think I would tell them that that type of leadership culture exists here. If you're trying to get into this company, if you do things the right way, if you try to live by the core values and be honest with yourself where you live within them, you're going to have a group of people that have your back and try and find opportunities for you along the way.
You know, it's a special place. I mean, there's no denying that, Brian. And don't, by the way, when you say we're leading our teams, Brian manages, I think at last check, something like 24 teammates. I managed zero.
I don't know how you know that, but that's pretty close.
Well, yeah. Well, I was having a conversation about who manages the most teammates of anybody in the company with somebody, and you came up, and I think you manage an insane 20. That's, folks listening, that's 24 annual reviews that Brian has to do.
It's just whack-a-mole, man. They're human beings, right? You're just trying to stay ahead of it.
You know, what I might say, first of all, is that GKB is not for everybody, and that that's okay, that our company requires a certain level of commitment and a certain open mindset to change and a certain ability to shift, you know, quickly, and it's not for everybody. We do not make decisions like a publicly held company in a very slow, methodical way. You better be ready to steer the Millennium Falcon in and out of the nooks and crannies of the Death Star in order to do GKB right. So I would say that it's not for everybody. But what I would say is there's a reason why the company has grown in the way that it has. There's a reason that it gets acknowledged in the way that it does. And it's the people. And Brian, to me, like, I would rather clean up trash with my GKB teammates than try to do high-level sports content with a bunch of people that I can't stand. And I've learned that over the course of my career. I'm blessed to do something that I love with people who I also really love and care about. And that's the joy in it. So it is Craig, it is the values, it is all those, but really when push comes to shove, it's a people-oriented company, and the people are what make it unique and different and really special to me.
Incredibly well said. Aaron, thank you so much for the time, man. Great catching up with you as always, and thanks for jumping on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show.
Well, I pee every day at 1 o'clock, and we're recording this at 1 o'clock, and it's now 1:19, which means I really have to pee.
Go pee. More next on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. For more information on open roles within Good Karma Brands, head on over to goodkarmabrands.com/careers. This has been Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show.